Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his wife, Rosie.
Yeah.
I don't got one for this one, babe.
No, this one I'm leading.
Yes.
Okay, so this one has something that's been on my heart, something that I've kind of been trying to work on, something that I've been even possibly struggling with or just kind of questioning myself on, like, if I'm doing a good job at them.
This is the, like, I'm smiling, and for the men listening with your wives, this is one of the sexiest statements you could tell your wife. Mm. When she knows you're about to open up about something that's been on your heart, that's been on your mind, that you've been thinking about, I open up. I'm just like all ears because you're being vulnerable with me right now.
Thank you, babe.
So what is it?
Being a parent and being a provider.
Okay.
Those are two very important things in a person's life.
Yeah.
So once you have kids, it's your job to really raise those kids and to give them the best experience of a childhood as you possibly can, or
not
at least better, better experience than you had.
Right.
But at the same time, especially in this world, this day and age, providing, working, doing stuff to be able to obtain stuff or to honestly just simply survive. And today,
seriously,
it's not as easy as it used to be. You can't simply work a pretty average blue collar job and own a home anymore.
Yeah.
It's gotten so hard.
Have you seen those memes where it's like my dad at 30 and he had this 2-3 bedroom house, us at 30 and it's like a cardboard box?
Yeah.
Seriously,
it's
just
crazy.
Cost of living is crazy.
So it's really tough. And it's like, I've been asking myself, am I doing a good job at both? Because thankfully, I'm able to provide for my family. I'm able to do stuff. I'm able to work. I'm able to make stuff happen to be able to give us a better life. But am I also being the good parent that I possibly can be? And I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
So, and just like everybody else, and this goes for you, whether if you're a father or a single mom, or even you're a mother that also works, both of you in the household work, this goes for everybody. Because we can do everything that we have to do on the daily list and kind of leave our own stuff and our own pleasures aside, but are we doing it well? So are we going to work?
Good.
We have no choice but to give it our best. We have no choice but to be in the rat race to try to either get a promotion or make sure we have job security or make sure we're the best at our firm and the business and the company, whatever you want to call it. We have no choice but to do that because they can fire us. And then we're like screwed and we don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have no choice. But once we get off at 4:30, 5 o'clock, and we're racing to go pick our kids up at the after school program, and then we're taking them to soccer practice, and then we're going home and we're cooking, whatever we do, are we doing that at the best of our ability to make them feel like as if we're actually giving them that time?
Yeah.
And that's the issue. My daughter, for instance, and she's been asking me for over a week and a half. We have something called Sammy Papi time.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad because I haven't really been able to give that to her.
Mm.
And that's just time that me and her share. There's no Eli because Eli kind of likes to butt into everything and he really wants to be a part of everything when it comes to me, at least. And it's just, it's tough on her because she wants to have some alone time. And so I haven't taken the time because either I'm so tired or there's something going on or I'm doing something.
These have been two crazy weeks, though.
And it's like, I haven't given that to her, so I feel that guilt. But two, I have given her stuff.
She's asking for it.
It hasn't been the best of me. My boy, Eli, had soccer practice yesterday, and then he asked me to throw the football around with him after soccer. Like, this kid will play all day, dude. Seriously. I'm like, aren't you tired, bro? You just ran like for an hour. And he wasn't.
He's all red and yeah, he still wants
to go and play football. So I'm out there playing football with him, but I'm on my phone and I'm throwing the ball back and forth with him. And I thought to myself, I'm like, I'm doing the act, but I'm not giving him a long-lasting memory.
Oh, yeah, dude, when I was, I sent that quote to you because it really got to me. I was in a class, a parenting class about social media and stuff. And it said, 2% of showing your kids love is telling them you love them. 98% is putting your phone down. Mm. Like, what if we're at all the events, the soccer games, the soccer practice, the piano, the recitals, and we're on our phone?
Yeah.
Someone said, a kid knows who wants to be there.
Ooh.
And that's what I'm working on right now, of like really being off my phone and being 100% present when, you know, I'm playing with Eli. Eli loves board games. Sammy loves makeup. Sammy loves to talk to me. And I have to make sure, I have to stop myself from doing the dishes. Because I'm still like, dude, I'm not even playing here. I'm doing the dishes. I'm cooking your meals. But she wants to talk in that minute.
Yeah.
And I really have to learn to stop myself and be like, look at her. Yeah. Acknowledge her. Give a response. You know, when they say, hey, mom, so there was this little girl at school and she said this. And we just go, uh-huh. I'm like, no, Rosie, no, you weren't present.
Yeah.
Give a response. Say, oh, that was really funny. Yeah. How did you feel? And it's tough.
Yeah.
But you're an amazing dad.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And I think, what if we put it on a schedule? Well, that would help me. What would help you to be able to give her that mommy, papi time? Mommy, papi, Sammy time.
It's more like, I want to try to daily leave a mark in their life.
That's good.
Leave something that they can remember by. Whether if it's like sitting down and playing a video game with them and making something memorable. If we really, really laughed at that or something like that. Or even if it is like watching some sort of a video that they're watching and really, really interacting. Even if it's just for 10 minutes. Honestly, like that's my biggest thing of like, if I'm going to do this and I'm going to really work hard to get my family ahead and to do this and to do that, to be able to provide for my family, I want to make sure that I try to give them something that they can remember me by for that day.
Yeah.
And so that's my biggest thing of like, how is it? And I'm asking God this, like, how is it that I can do this? Because there has to be a balance. And yes, I understand that I can cut back on work and stuff like that. And thankfully I'm in a position where I can cut back on work, but I want to be able to, more than anything, continue growing as a person or as a business or as an entrepreneur or whatever you want to call it. But I want to really also be a parent that is involved, that is there. Yeah. And a lot of that does have to do with my phone, me putting my phone down, me not continuously working. And honestly, me kind of surrendering some of the me time that I want to have. And that's like mindless entertainment time.
Right. Well, we need that too, though.
It's, we do.
You're not a bad parent if you take 15 minutes to yourself. In fact, you need it to stay sane. So wait, you have been waking up earlier because that's always my go-to advice. Girl, wake up earlier. But also once they're asleep, we put them to bed at 8. And then that's when we have our Netflix time, our time.
Yeah.
Our mommy puppy time. For me, what helps me is knowing work will always be there. There will always be work, babe.
Yeah.
Thank God. There will always be work. Sammy and Eli won't always be 8.
Yeah.
Casey won't always be living at home.
Yeah.
So when Eli asks me, mommy, do you want to play? And it's not the best time for me. I decide, I put it in my head. What if he doesn't ask me at 15 anymore? I hope he does.
Yeah.
Like, hey, mom, you want to go to the mall? Or whatever his voice is going to sound like. Mom, you want to kick the ball around with me? But what if he doesn't? So I'm going to take advantage of it now.
Yeah.
And Sammy isn't always going to tell me her cute stories. I hope she does. Casey still does. But I'm going to take advantage of it now. Trabajo siempre va a haber.
Yeah.
Our youth, their youth, won't always be there. So that's one thing that helps me be like, I'll put it down.
Mm.
Unless it's timely, and I'll tell them. I have to post right now. Mm-hmm. Once this post is done, give me 3 minutes and I'll leave the phone away. Because yeah. if I take it with me, yeah. I fall into that trap.
Yeah, that's big. Honestly, leaving the phone away is major. If you have it on you, you will catch yourself
accidentally,
so many times.
Yes.
Yeah, because there will be a moment where your kid's not looking or where your kid goes to the restroom during his practice or something like that, and you'll just pull it out.
And then you'll stay there.
Yeah.
And then you realize I was scrolling down dumb Instagram. Yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Waste. I've done that too. I make that mistake. But when you're a great dad, and even just the fact that you're thinking of this mm-hmm. is amazing, and it's gorgeous and it's beautiful. And just figure out, like, put it in, make it just as important yeah. as a meeting with a business person.
Yeah.
Be like, this is Sammy puppy time. And I'll help you by taking Eli. That'll be Eli mommy time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think one of the biggest things is going to be that in my time, in my daily time, there will be a good at least 15 minutes a day where I'm interacting with my kids without having my phone
100% present,
20 feet near me.
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, like the crazy thing, babe, is that we are really, really present parents when we don't have our phone on us.
Yeah.
Agreed. That's what's like when your phone dies, your eyes are so much more vigilant to everything that is going around you. You are so much more involved yeah. and engaged because there's no anxiousness of a ding or a ring or a yeah. tick or a message or a tweet or anything like that. And it really does wonders. So I think that's my main thing of like, got to put my phone far away from me when I'm going to be either going on dates with my wife, when I'm going to be going out and spending time with my kids,
yeah.
When I'm going to be even spending time with my own mom. Sometimes I catch myself being too dry with my mom sometimes because she works too. And so, yeah. But she's calling me when she's getting off of work, but I'm like still in work mode yeah. or something like that. And I don't know if I'm being, you know, so just stuff that I'm going around. Honestly, I know this is called, parenting and providing, but it's like honestly it's being a human and being a family man and also being a person that provides for his family. I just really want to do my best to be the best at both. I get it that there's going to be seasons where I work a lot, but then there's also got to be seasons where I really give a lot to
yeah,
my kids.
Agreed. I mean, you have yeah those certain seasons where we all understand, and I think if we make it a family thing of like, okay, this is dad's high season.
Yeah.
We're going to make it work. Mom's going to take most of the stuff, or there's going to be late nights, or hey, chill out. If we're watching a movie and you know dad's on his phone, yeah. know that it's for a season
yeah.
and let this month pass or 2 months pass. And then come certain days, he's back.
Yeah.
But I think us communicating that to them.
Yeah.
Really helps
yeah.
so that they don't think, oh, I'm just on my phone scrolling. Yeah. No, I'm working and I'm so sorry, but I'm going to give me 5 minutes. It means the world when they know, when they're a part of it too.
And like you working an entire year to really be present with your family for a 1 week vacation or a 2 week vacation. Mm. I don't think that's the route to go.
Right.
You know, and that's something that I've told myself as well. Like of like, yeah, because I've thought about it. Oh, well, if I work more and I make more money, then I'll be able to do more things and buy more things for them. And so then I'll just make it up when we're here or we're there. But it's like, no, it'd be much better for them to have you 1 hour a day for the entire year than for them to have you for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Once a year. Because then they don't know you. You don't build a relationship. And there was this one guy that I knew who was, he was a musician. He didn't necessarily make it, but he was doing some really cool stuff with some really good big artists or something like that. So he wasn't really necessarily bringing in a lot of money home through it, but he was providing for his family. Mm-hmm. But he was like, he told me one day, I was like, I don't know if I can continue touring because I got home from 4 months of touring and my kids looked a little different. Mm-hmm. And that was weird to me.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know if I can do this no more. So the dude just ends up leaving. And I think he moved to Texas or Oklahoma or something like that. And he now provides for his family. But I think he goes home every day. Or yeah. at least he sees his kids a lot more. And yeah. so it's like, dude, it's like I respect that, you know. And he's great. He's a great musician. But he was like, it was more important for him, for his family to have him there.
I love that.
And it's just that thought process that has to really change of like, I'm not at this point in my life. I don't want to grow more at work, but I definitely don't want my family to lack. But there is that part of me of like, because I need to provide for my family, I'm not going to be able to be there for them in every single thing or at every moment that they want. Mm. So Sammy wants me to do this with her every single day or Eli. Eli would love to play with me for 2 hours every day.
Yeah.
But there's this understanding that I'm having him understand of like, it's not every day. We can't do it every day. I'll go in the pool with you a few times a month, but there also has to be this of like, because I need to provide for you guys, I have to be able to do this as well. But my thing is like, I do want to make time for them as well. If that makes sense.
I mean, like you said, that 15, 20 minutes mm-hmm. of real quality time makes a world of a difference.
Yeah. So at the same time, I'm not going to beat myself up anymore because I'm not there for every single thing that they want to do.
Yeah.
Dude, they tell me ahead of time, of course, I'm going to make the time and the schedule. And thank God I'm blessed enough to be able to have the schedule to go to a recital or play a game, mm-hmm. or, you know. But there's also those tough conversations of I can't because I have to go minister. I can't because, stuff like that. So there has to be that understanding in my head. And I'm talking about in my head because, I mean, kids don't really have a choice in what we do.
Yeah.
But there has to be that understanding in my head that this isn't what makes me a bad parent, but it's like, what are my intentions of where am I at?
Yeah.
And how much is too much? And when was the last time type of a deal, you know?
Yeah.
So that's that. And so I think that's just the best advice that I have.
Yeah. The other day, I had to go minister. I didn't have to. I want to minister. So it happened to fall on the same week that Sammy was cheering.
Yeah.
And that's never happened. And she was genuinely sad. It wasn't even a tantrum. It was just like, Mommy, I really want you there.
Mm.
And we had a genuine conversation. I said, Mija, I planned this ministering last year.
Mm.
And I didn't plan correctly. I am sorry. Next year, I will know that the first week of October is Sammy cheering week.
Yeah.
So she already knows. Okay, thank you, Mom. But I didn't diminish her feelings. I heard her. And this is one of the times I do it right, because I do it wrong a lot of the times, okay? Yeah. But this is one of the times when I really heard her. And she said, I need you there because when I'm done, you let me know that I did great.
Yeah.
You like express it and I see it on your face and that really helps me.
Wow.
And I remember my eyes got watery and I said, Mija, I need you to know that I love ministering, but I don't love it more than being here.
Wow.
I really want to be here, Mija. And I really, really do. I am really bummed out that I'm going to miss this. And her knowing that, that I would rather be with her, but that this is a responsibility I have, really helped her see. And we were on the phone. I made sure to be on the phone and be like, how did it go? And what did you do? And I want to see videos.
Yeah.
And so she knew that I wanted to be there. And I think that makes a world of a difference too. Yeah. Like sometimes we're late to the soccer practice, but if they see us running and panting and like, whoa, I made it. And knowing that we want to be there, I think that makes a big difference too. I think it's worse when we're there the full time on our phone and our face doesn't even show up to look up at them.
Yeah.
I think that does more damage than being 5 minutes late, you know, having to leave 5 minutes early. But if you're there, when you're there, really be there. And I think all of us can work on that with each other.
That's good.
Thank you for this podcast, babe.
Yeah.
I really think it's going to help a lot of us.
For sure. This is The Power of Us. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.